Today we are joined by Fred Sawcheck, the Director of Agriculture and Parks for the MD of Fairview. We had a special meeting here today to talk about the recommendation to call for an agriculture disaster. Can you just, tell us about the events that led to this? Because I know you're out there seeing the crops, you're seeing the situation this year. So what led to this situation?
Okay, so we have, as we all, everybody knows, I guess, across Alberta, drought conditions were horrendous. Spotty showers and so on and so forth, and even when we did have some rains, the amounts were not huge. I mean, they helped, but we needed a lot more than what we got. Secondly, we have a grasshopper issue that are eating up anything that is green, and that isn't helping matters at all. So for the hay guys, very poor hay, we're down, percentages are down to say 20 to 25% of normal. And crops, I would say, are somewhere in the area of 25 to 35% normal, although there's the odd good ones. We'll have to wait and see what the rest of the year looks like before harvest and see what happens at that point.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not an expert. I did grow up on a farm south of High Prairie and been in this area for a couple decades, so I know what fields are supposed to look like. And actually, I was comparing some pictures of 3 years ago, canola fields that were like chest shoulder high, and now they're knee high for the most part. So even to the layman, you can tell that there's obviously a situation.
Yes, there is. Yeah, I had to laugh. There's something struck me funny here. One of the producers had mentioned the canola growth, and he says that it's so thin that you can still see the mice run across the ground. So that was kind of funny. I'll remember that one. But yeah, we are, and we have really poor conditions when it comes to that, to crop growth. That heat really made all the cereals and the oilseeds prematurely ripen. Losing their blossoms and stuff like that. So the flowering stage was short-lived, and we really need a little longer one of that because that's what gives us the better seed, of course.
Mm-hmm. So after your report at the MD of Fairview Council meeting today and hearing from one member of the public who farms nearby, the decision was made to go ahead with calling the agriculture disaster. What does that mean now moving forward? Because I know there's certain steps that still have to happen, right?
Yes, there is actually. Declaring an ag disaster is just creating awareness, and that's letting our producers and our municipality know that we are in dire need of government assistance, I suppose you may say, whether it's provincial, federal, and or both. So again, it's just more awareness, letting our neighboring municipalities know that we're not doing well. We really feel for the producer for sure, because a lot of them have contracted grain even out there. And that's an issue that we need to figure out how we can get around that by talking to the persons that are responsible for taking on contracts and see if they could be somehow rectified to a point where, you know, the producers won't have to fulfill the contracts, at least for this year possibly. But I don't know how that would all look, but I do believe that is a huge undertaking for a producer to have to try and fulfill their contracts with cash.
Yeah. So producers that are listening right now to this, what can they do moving forward? Do they need to call into local reps to get their crops inspected, or what's the process for them that'll help this?
Okay, so they should be contacting AFSC if they are insured with them at all, and letting them know their situation as far as, if they feel that their crop is of no value at all or very little value, because there is a certain amount of bushels to an acre that AFSC still wants to see. If they have that amount, then they probably want you to keep it and harvest, or else leave strips or something to that effect, and they'll figure out what amount of insurance you will get. The more producers that contact AFSC that are insured with them, for sure, the quicker they probably will put some feet on the ground and write off crops, and possibly the producer, the grain guy or whatever, can help out their ranch guys, and maybe they can cut it for feed and so on, and at least have that going for them.
Yeah, it keeps the process going. And I know one of the suggestions during the meeting was to pen a letter to MLA, MP, Minister of Ag, the Premier. A lot of this is just to, like you said, bring awareness to the situation, right?
Yes, that's correct. And I think the more, I think we're going to see a lot of that across the country, across Alberta, I should say, and neighboring provinces, to tell you honestly. Saskatchewan and Manitoba are both feeling the same same as we are in the situations that we're in. I do believe that, yeah, creating awareness and contacting these people, they, like the ministries, they, I think, well, hopefully they'll speed up the process and start helping these guys as quickly as possible.
On the Ag Show today, Fred Sawchuk, Director of Agriculture and Parks for the MD of Fairview. Thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.